أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're going to look today at the story of Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr from Surah Al-Kahf. We'll have to divide it into several parts. It's a story that's intrigued me since childhood. I absolutely love it. It's one of those classics that you want to hear again and again and again. So I've titled this part, The Two Seas. And it starts off by Allah saying in Ayah 60, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى. And when Musa said, لِفَتَاهُ, to his young companion. See, Fatah is simply a young man. And he says, لَا أَبْرَهُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا. I will not rest until I reach the junctions of the two rivers, and I will go on for years. So various narrations tell us that Musa is told that there is an individual whose knowledge is phenomenal. And that was it. He just wanted to meet him. That was the humility of Prophet Musa and his quest for knowledge. And he was told that he would meet this person at the junction of the two seas. Literally, it refers to the fresh water and the salty seas where they meet, a barrier between them which is impenetrable. There's a reference to this in Surah Al-Furqan. This is Surah number 25, Ayah 53, where Allah says, and he, it is who has made the two seas to flow freely, one sweet that subdues thirst by sweetness, and the other salty that burns by saltness. And between the two, he has made a barrier called it Barzakh, wa hijram mahjura, and that is sort of a barrier you cannot cross. Metaphorically, this may refer to Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr, which are like the two seas of knowledge. The fresh water is linear and directional. It's rational thought. It's knowledge of divine law, which Prophet Musa had. While the salty sea, it's its vastness, its fathomless depth, which is the all-encompassing nature of divine knowledge. And the two seas symbolize different kinds of knowledge. Remember, Prophet Musa, unlike Prophet Khidr, is bound by time and the limits of the physical body, which is veiled from the knowledge of spiritual truth that was given to Prophet Khidr, who is still alive. And if we compare this to the soul, then the two seas are the world of the spirit and the world of the body, and their junction is the soul. So Prophet Musa is on a quest to find this person who he is told has so much knowledge. So he goes with his young companion. We're told it may be Joshua. They were told to take a fish with them, which was salted and preserved. And when they got to this junction and the fish touched the water, it became alive again. But they forgot about him. Quran says that itself. It says they forgot it. It's Ayah 61. Go a little further. And they remember the fish when they remember their morning meal. And in Ayah 64, Allah says, they returned back, retracing their footsteps. And there at the junction, they see Prophet Khidr sitting on the water, we're told, on a green carpet. Now, in their first conversation, they're looking at a sparrow who's sitting by the water. And Prophet Khidr tells Prophet Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge, compared with the knowledge of divinity, is nothing but the small amount of water the sparrow has taken in its beak. Of Prophet Khidr, Allah says, فَوَجَدَ عَبَدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِّنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا. And they, as in Musa and Joshua, found one from amongst our servants whom we had granted mercy from us and whom we had taught knowledge from ourselves. So Prophet Musa, now desperate to learn, tells him, هَلْ أَتَّبِئُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Can I follow you on the condition that you will teach me the knowledge that you have been taught? Prophet Khidr replies, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعْيَ صَبْرَ. He said, you know what? You will not be able to have the sabr, the patience for it. He continues to tell him, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرَ. How can you have patience in that of which you have not got a comprehensive knowledge? And Prophet Musa replies, كَرَسَتِجِدُونِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْسِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. If Allah wishes, you will find me patient. I will not disobey you in any matters. And Prophet Khidr replies, قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُهْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. One condition, if you follow me, you will not question me about anything until I speak to you about it. So just like the two seas, the difference, Prophet Musa had been taught what is just and righteous with regard to the outward and apparent reality of things, and he did not have the knowledge of the unseen that was granted to Prophet Khidr. When Prophet Musa affirms that you will find me patience, it's because of the strength of his wanting to learn the knowledge and the sincerity of seeking this. But he adds in there one thing. He says, Insha'Allah, if God wills, acknowledging that at the end of the day, all future events depend on divinity. The moral here is to do your best and then hand it over to him. Efforts are ours, results are his, and his results are phenomenal. Again, I bring us back to the statement that Sayyidah Zainab made in the court of Yazid after the event of Ashura, when he asked her, how did you find it? She said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. I saw nothing but beauty. There was a vision way beyond the present time. So we will continue this story, inshallah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.